Arizona schools will serve about 67,000 students this year considered English language learners, or ELL students. And how these kids learn a new language, as well as their grade-level curriculum, has been the subject of debate for decades. In the first part of a special edition of Inside Arizona Classrooms, KJZZ's Casey Kuhn visits a rural West Valley district where there are few ELL teachers.
It's near the end of the day in a classroom at Rainbow Valley Elementary in rural Buckeye, and a bunch of five-year-olds are busy coloring and cutting out paper dolls shaped like George Washington, a sort of intro to American history.
My favorite color is purple, pink, blue.
Elizabeth Cordero deliberately colors in Washington's hair and carefully cuts around the tricky parts. I ask her what other presidents she knows about.
Martin Luther King, Jr.
While Elizabeth may not be able to name a president now, that doesn't mean she hasn't been learning a lot this year. Back in August, she and her classmates came to school speaking nothing but Spanish. Today, she can say almost all of what she thinks in English, thanks to her teacher, Betalicia Reyna.
From now to about the end of April is when you really see a lot of growth. So this is the time of year when I really love my job.
Reyna specializes in English language acquisition and has always taught kindergarten. She says they're like little sponges that soak up her lessons, which are almost entirely in English.
And at the beginning of the year, it's very, very hard because they don't speak English. So a lot of the time I am speaking to them in Spanish, even though I'm not really supposed to.
When Reyna first started as a teacher, she was allowed to teach in Spanish part of the week. But things changed when the state mandated all English instruction in 2000. Reyna says what's also changed since then is how many of her colleagues at Liberty Elementary District also teach ELL.
We have great teachers, but we just, you know, again, we don't have the resources to be able to do something more intensive.
That's Liberty Elementary School District Superintendent Andy Rogers. He says the schools used to have ELL specialists across grade levels. Now, Reyna is the only one in her school teaching ELL. Rogers says he's seeing more older kids struggle to master English because there's less support in the upper grade levels.
And what we're seeing now is a lot of intermediates.
So while there may not be a specialized class for every grade level, Rogers says they've created one very popular program that takes those kids, adds non-Spanish speakers, and teaches them in both languages, a dual immersion class.
In the dual language immersion, they learn to read, write, speak, and have the academic vocabulary in both languages.
And Rogers hopes to expand that program to another school. He says more state help in the way of dollars would make a huge difference, which the state says they're hearing across the board.
If you talk to anyone in the rural school setting, they're going to say it's harder for them to get teachers and it's harder for them to keep teachers.
Kate Wright heads the ELL office at the Arizona Department of Education.
If they've trained them to be specialized in ELD or English language development, then keeping them is almost twice as hard.
That's because competition is so high among districts, a lot of teachers move to places that can pay higher wages. Back at Rainbow Valley Elementary, Reyna says it used to be that there was a specialized classroom for students mastering English at each grade level.
And that teacher would focus more on grammar, language, and writing, but those positions have been cut.
The shortage of ELL teachers seen at Liberty is happening statewide. In 2006, there were 10,000 teachers in Arizona ELL programs. A decade later, there are about half of that. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Buckeye.
If you're a high school student considered an English language learner or ELL, gaining new language skills is only half of the battle of getting through the school day. From KJZZ's Education Desk, Carrie Young reports in the second part of our series exploring ELL education in Arizona that many students find the biggest challenge is finding enough time to earn required graduation credits.
For the average student at Central High School in Phoenix, the school day ends around 3 o'clock. For Hassan Sharif, it's closer to 4.
When school's done, I leave late. When school like started, I come early.
Sharif and his family came to the Valley 3 years ago as Kenyan refugees. At the time, he spoke almost no English. Today, though, he can confidently add it to the list of languages he speaks.
I speak Somali, English, Swahili, and Arabic.
Sharif is about to graduate, but getting to this point and learning a new language was a lot of work. Like most ELL students in high school, earning the credits to graduate with his peers required a lot of extra classes.
I went to summer school. I took like 0 period of classes, and then I took ninth hour classes.
That 0 period and ninth hour Sharif is referring to are class periods that Phoenix Union High School District offers before and after school to help any student make up or earn extra credits. For ELL students in high school, those extra class periods are popular because in most cases they get behind on graduation requirements because of what's known as the 4-hour model.
If you can think of a student who has a 6-period day, at the high school level, 4 of those 6 periods are taken up with the 4-hour model.
Evelyn Platenik is the ELL curriculum director at Phoenix Union High School District.
So what they do is they have 1 hour of conversational English and academic vocabulary. They have 1 hour of English reading, 1 hour of English grammar, and 1 hour of English writing.
Platenik says the 4-hour model became state policy in 2007. At the high school level, that can be problematic because 3 of those 4 hours are considered electives, meaning most of a student's day is taken up by classes that aren't academically required for graduation.
So they wind up with a lot of credits, but not the right credits.
The model was pretty controversial at first. Platenik and other education advocates claim it's a big reason behind the low ELL student graduation rate in Arizona, which is currently about 20%. But things have changed a lot since 2007. In 2014, state officials gave schools more flexibility and began allowing them to reduce that 4-hour block to 2 hours for intermediate speakers. Christina Negrete is the English Language Development Coordinator and an instructor at Palo Verde High School in Tucson.
You know, they get to move in with classes with other mainstream students.
Negrete says the 4-hour model was too segregated for her intermediate students and didn't give them enough time with their English-speaking peers. But now
they are able to take classes they might enjoy more as far as electives are concerned, and of course they're able to get their credits to graduate.
But she says she still finds some value in that 4-hour model, especially for students who arrive with no English at all.
They, you know, can really use that time and to get accustomed to culture and language and everything that comes with the move to a new country.
But the question of how to effectively move the state's intermediate speakers to proficiency remains a work in progress. Arizona was cited for civil rights violations by the Department of Justice last year for not having standards rigorous enough for students to pass the proficiency exam. The Department of Education is working with federal officials to fix that, and a new exam is due out next year. Reporting from Phoenix, I'm Carrie Young.